Hello and welcome along to the Anxiety Specialist podcast. I'm your host, Michael Burrows.
And I'm Becky Burrows.
If you've been struggling with anxiety or know someone who has been, then this podcast is for you.
Today, we're going to be covering some more tips, strategies, and insights so you can get the anxiety-free life you deserve.
Ready? Let's dive in. What happens in an anxiety attack? How long do anxiety attacks last? What can I expect during an anxiety attack? Anxiety attacks are acute periods of high anxiety. What happens is you might have been feeling a bit anxious about something coming up. Maybe it's a party and you don't know most of the people there. Your anxiety rises to a crescendo as you actually hit the time of the party, and this may get high enough that you label it an anxiety attack. Compare this to anxiety in general, where it ebbs and flows or sits in the background feeling menacing. Anxiety attacks are very high anxiety for a shorter period of time. Now, different people experience these differently. Anxiety attacks are going to be more intense for people who haven't started their journey to wellness. We call this group the distressed. Before we begin our journey to wellness, emotions feel very out of control. We're just doing our best to avoid triggering any anxiety and any sensations associated with it. The distressed tend to believe they can't do anything to cope with anxiety and may have thoughts like, oh no, not this feeling. They don't want to acknowledge that there's something they can do because it feels so out of control. And acknowledging that there are things we can do would invalidate that feeling. Anxiety attacks with their very high anxiety are experienced as their uncontrollable emotions at their most overwhelming and most distressing. Sometimes there are worries about it being something other than anxiety, like a health problem or a sign of going crazy. Often it's viewed as an inherent self-weakness, a shame that can't be improved, so must be hidden, which leads to low self-esteem and mood, and anger at anyone who might suggest there is something that can be done about anxiety. And I get it. Anxiety is intense and uncomfortable, and we get told all the time to stop worrying or calm down, which inherently comes with the message that anxiety is a bad thing and should be avoided. We all start somewhere. Meanwhile, at the other end, there is the anxiety master, who are far along in their anxiety journey. Anxiety masters experience anxiety attacks very differently when they have them. They have a variety of well-honed skills, knowledge about anxiety, and confidence in their ability to do whatever they want to do in life, no matter how scary. At this stage in their journey, they view anxiety differently. It's not as threatening, so it's not something to put energy into avoiding or worrying about. They know what it is and know they can deal with it. Their experience of an anxiety attack may look more like this. One moment, I'm having some high anxiety. The situation has brought up some threatening predictions for my midbrain. I'm going to lean into this and we can keep going with our conversation in a couple of minutes. As you can see, a pretty radical difference in how we can experience an anxiety attack. Now, if the way the anxiety master responded to an anxiety attack seems way out there, an unrealistic, unreachable way to approach anxiety attacks, or you'd love to be there at this anxiety master stage, but feel nowhere near there currently, know that there are steps in between. What's important is to take the next step. This requires decisiveness. It requires us to make a decision, to brave trying and failing. We call this person the decider. Deciders live by the adage that continuing to do the same thing, expecting a different result, is insanity, and are willing to try something new. They've decided to do something, to take a step forward, and are generally searching for the right process to facilitate their growth. The process for getting through anxiety needs to be structured in a way that takes you through the different stages, from distressed to anxiety master. That's why we created the domino process, to domino your anxiety stage by stage, in a way that builds on the last step to create momentum. There are 5 stages to our anxiety journey: the distressed, the decider, the regulator, the challenger, and the anxiety master. If you want to learn more about these and figure out where you are on your own anxiety journey, get your free anxiety journey guide.
Thank you for listening to the Anxiety Specialist podcast. That's it for this week's episode. If you found this episode helpful, make sure to click the follow button and please do share this with your family and friends. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook or Instagram. That's @anxietyspecialists. And if you're interested to learn how you can live an anxiety-free life, you can get our epic Anxiety Reducer Guide absolutely free, so you can get started right away on getting your anxiety back down. Just grab the link in the show notes. Feel free to message us and let us know what you'd like to learn next. I am your host, Michael Burrows.
And I'm Becky Burrows.
And we're going to be back next week with more tips, strategies, and insights so you can get the anxiety-free life you deserve.